WQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in by APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are welcome and invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign, repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet, then give your name and location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. At this time, I'd like to welcome I'm going to recognize the early check-ins first. So early check-ins, looks like I have 18, that's including myself and my husband. So I'll go ahead and announce those at this time. First up, I have Mr. Fred and Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM and N4IEI. Next up, Mr. Don and Miss Linda from Piedmont, KG4PFI and KG4QLQ. Then I have Mr. Mel from Prosperity, K4XMR. Mr. Rusty from Moore, WU2T. Next up, I have W2AMD, that's Andrew from Simpsonville. KJ4UHF, Jack from Greenville. And Mr. Jim from Pelzer, KW4TS. Next up, I have KE0UUX, Mr. Joe from Mount Pisgah. And KN4MDA, John from Lyman. And Miss Stephanie from Lyman, KN4MMI. KA5WLL is Leroy from Taylor's. Mr. Bill from Anderson, KC4W. Andrew from Inman, KO4CEF. And Mr. Jerry from Anderson, N4DJC. Then my husband, W2MJB, who is enjoying a call from our son Max in the other room. And of course, my call sign is on the list too, KN4HTP. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to invite Echolink stations to check in. Echolink stations, please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve, and Inman. And I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a nice evening.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown, Summit, and Al Hiram.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, checking in from Inman, KN4BWA, and then my friend John, KN4RJN, checking in from Brown Summit. And John, I have you down for some RAC 2 later. And by the way, to all those men out there, happy Father's Day. If you're not a father, you're a father figure to someone, I'm sure. And when you get to do it a second time as a grandfather, I think it's even more fun because, you know, somebody else has the day-to-day stress and you get the fun times. So, anyway, thanks for all you do, you fathers out there. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time, we'll go ahead to the RF check-in. And tonight, this is one of those times when I'm going to tell you it's Monday, but it's not. It's Sunday. I just call the net usually on Monday. So we'll start with the group Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please check in by calling net control.
For HTP. And Wendy, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Greenville and we'll all be in and out tonight.
Control. This is Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, Jack from Rock Hill. I'll be negative, negative.
For HTP. Mark in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
For HTP, Wendy, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
For HTP, Mark, everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Happy Father's Day to everybody.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, Miss Lorena, and Miss Michelle, all checking in from Greenville tonight. KK4DMW, KK4ON4MOQ. Mr. Rick, we're sure hoping Miss Lorena is having a steady recovery, so give our best wishes to her. Next up, I'd like to recognize Mr. Jack, checking in from Rock Hill, KJ4DKI. Thanks for joining us tonight, Jack. Next, I'd like to recognize Mr. Gary and Miss Joy, checking in from Easley, KI4DOS and K3JOY. Mr. Gary calls the net on Wednesday nights, and he runs a swap meet after the net. It's very interesting to listen to. Next up, I'd like to welcome Kurt from Greenville, KM4BLH. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Kurt. And then I have Mr. Dave checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. Hope you're having a good evening, Dave. Good to have you join us on the radio. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for the group Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Thanks for calling that tonight. Tell Mark we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave, and Greer, negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave checking in from Greer, W4DJW. I want to express my appreciation to Dave for the extra work he puts in to help this net. He is our net manager, and he keeps doing things running smoothly. All right, at this time, I'll move to Echolink Stations. Echolink Stations, if you'd like to check in, please call Net Control.
Control, this is WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. Over.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, checking in from Brevard, WD8RON. Thanks for joining us tonight, Ed. I appreciate it. All right, I'm going to go ahead and move us to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please check in by calling KN4HTP.
Yeah, just this one group. Good evening. Please check in. In Penrose, and I'd like to wish all the dads out there a happy Father's Day, and I will be negative and negative.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, checking in from Seneca, KN4CHY. Thanks for joining us tonight, Keith. Next up, I have my friend Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Hope you're having a good evening, Harry. And then Mr. Patrick checking in from Penrose, KO4HKX. Hope you're having a good evening as well, Mr. Patrick. All right, is there anyone else in the group Echo through Hotel, E through H? Please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L. Please call Net Control to check in.
HTP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
4HTP. Kilo 3, Juliet Tango Delta. K3JTD. This is Jim in Buffalo. No traffic, no comment. 73.
HTP. Thank you for that father figure comment. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out. Would please, everyone, have a good night. 73.
KI4LZI on the HT. And Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thanks for checking in tonight, James. I love your energy on the radio. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Jim checking in. I have Buffalo down here, K3JTD. Thank you for joining us tonight, Jim. Next, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry. Oh, well, this is Larry before my friend Larry, but I'm sure Larry from Piedmont, we'd be friends too if we met. K4LWE, that's Mr. Larry from Piedmont. Welcome tonight. And then Mr. Larry and Miss Donna from Greer, KK4JBQ. And KC4MFK. Thanks for checking in tonight, Larry. And please say hello to Miss Donna for us. Next up, I'd like to welcome Andy, checking in from Table Rock, KI4LZI. Thanks for joining us tonight on the radio, Andy. It's good to hear your voice. All right, at this time, we'll give another opportunity for India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. M through P, please call KN4HTP to check in.
KN4HTP, good evening, Miss Wendy. Please check in Kilo 9, Oscar Hotel, that's K9OH Billy. And also please check in my wife, Nancy, Kilo, November 4, Delta Bravo, Quebec. We're both in Anderson this evening. Good evening to you, ma'am, and all on the net, 73 all.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Billy checking in from Anderson, K9OH. Thank you for joining us tonight, Billy. Hope you have a good evening. Next up, I'd like to welcome Ms. Nancy, KN4OBQ. Mr. Billy, please pass along our greetings to her. And then my friend Walt checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Thanks for checking in with me, Walt. It makes me happy when you check in. So you're sending happiness my way every time you check in with me. Thank you very much. All right. Let's see if there's anyone else in the group, Mike through Papa, M through P, that would like to check in. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Correction.
The correction.
Hey, Miss Wendy, it's K9OH. Her call is Kilo November 4 Delta Bravo Quebec, DBQ. Copy.
Billy, it's my sloppy handwriting, but I have that fixed now. I like to have it accurate, so thanks for correcting that. Kilo November 4 Delta Bravo Quebec, Miss Nancy. Thank you for that correction. All right, is there anyone in the group, anyone else in the group? Mike through Papa, M through P, that would like to check in, please call Net Control.
PP. Billy checking in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO4, NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile here in Piedmont. 73 to you, all the net. Be negative and negative tonight. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, who is on his mobile near Piedmont, KO4NNH. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mr. Fred. Hope you're having a good evening as well. All right, I'll go ahead and move us to the next group, which is Q through T, Quebec through Tango. Please call Net Control to check in.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo, Robert, down in Lower Lawrence County, otherwise known as Joanna 29351. That'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you, and happy Father's Day to all y'all that are fathers.
Control. Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW Richard and Grable. No traffic, no round table. Say hey to Walt. How you doing, Walt? Good to hear you, buddy.
4HTP. Check in KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Gulf, Chris, and Liberty. Negative and negative.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Robert checking in from Joanna, KD4SRR. Thanks for joining us tonight, Robert. And I'd like to welcome Mr. Richard checking in from Greenville, K4ROW. It's good to hear you on the radio tonight. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Chris checking in from Liberty, KO4QLG. Thanks for joining us tonight, Chris. It's nice to have you, to hear you on the radio. All right, I'm going to give another opportunity here for the group Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Please call KN4HTP to check in. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'm going to give another opportunity to anyone in the group, Uniform through Zulu, U through C. If you'd like to check in, please call Net Control.
Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray, Quebec. KA 2, AXQ, Ken Pickens. Thank you for doing the net tonight.
KN4 HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, checking in from Pickens. KA2AXQ. Thanks for joining us tonight, Ken. Hope you're having a good evening. All right, at this time, I'm going to open check-ins up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Anyone who hasn't had the opportunity to check in yet, please call Net Control.
KN4 HTP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd and Sensibill. I'll be negative and negative.
KN4 HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, checking in from Simpsonville, KO4PXV. Thanks for joining us tonight, Lloyd. It's always good to hear you on the radio. All right, is there anyone else at this time? We're checking in all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to secure the formal portion of the net with my thanks to everyone for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net, and I will stop during that for check-ins. First up, well, the only man up tonight is Mr. John, KN4RJN. Have you been enjoying the cooler weather, or have you had the cooler weather for a couple of days now?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, it's been a lot cooler up here. It's I had to put on a sweater the other night. But it was clear skies, low humidity, so I got the other scope out and the computer and the whole shebangy and went looking for the beehive cluster. I managed to find it with my binoculars, but I couldn't nail it down with the scope. But saw a lot of other things, and it was a good night for stargazing. There was no moon, and there was no haze, and it was, you know, comfortable outside. So had a good time. You had a chance to get your scope out.
This is KN4HTP, KN4RJN. We have talked about getting it out. For Mark, it'll work best to get it out early Saturday morning to check out the planets that are lining up. So, as I remember it, there are 5 planets lining up, and they happen to be in order of distance from us. And that is viewable about an hour before dawn. Is that, do I have those details correctly?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, if you've got if you've got a decent view to the east, which as I recall, you got some trees and stuff in the way, but maybe you might be able to see that. Other things that are going on, of course, if you want to celebrate the official beginning of summer, then you need to get up at 5:14 a.m. on Tuesday, June 21st. The sun passes the ecliptic, and you have the summer solstice, the longest day of the year as far as daylight is concerned, and that is the official beginning of summer in the northern hemisphere and winter in the southern hemisphere. So that's always cause for celebration, so get your mint juleps or whatever cocktail you want to drink at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning and go out and watch watch summer begin.
Welcome to summer. You know, it's interesting. That just reminded me. I used to, when my son was young, we would celebrate the last day of summer, but I don't think we ever celebrated the first day of summer. But we would always do something fun outdoors on the last day of summer. I remember one year his Cub Scout group had made go-karts. They didn't have motors or brakes, for that matter. But we
We took those out, and of course, there was a hill in our neighborhood, and me and one other mother, we took our boys out, and this was aside from the, you know, they'd already had the scout activity with the go-karts, which they had done on level ground, but we took them out to the hill, and she stood at one end, and I stood at another end to make sure no cars came through while they were kind of zipping down the road, and then, you know, they're about halfway down the road, and they're realizing, hey, wait a minute, we don't have any brakes, and I was like, oh, yeah, just wipe out in the grass over there, you know, you go into the driveway, hit the grass, it'll slow you down, but they were a little panicked until they thought about that, but me, when I was a kid, I used to ride our, we had one of those little red wagons, and we'd get in, and we'd take the handle, you know, that you pull it with usually, but we'd ride in the wagon and steer it ourselves, and I'd go zipping down the hill, and you'd go right into the one driveway, and if you swerved just right, you could crash into the, all the pebbles and dirt in what we called the vacant lot, and we had some good wipeouts down there, but it was a lot of fun. We did it for, you know, there were a bunch of us, so we had to take turns, because we only had the one red wagon, but we were little daredevils. Anyway, I just hadn't thought about, well, if you don't have brakes, you just wipe out in the grass. But maybe it's surprising that I made it to adulthood with a little bit of my crazy stuff that I did. But anyway, I remember that particular last day of summer, and the kids had a blast.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I'm somewhat surprised that I survived to adulthood as well. This wasn't a summertime story. This was a wintertime story. But my good friend in high school and in college lived on a farm, and in the wintertime, one winter, he got the tractor out, and they had an old hood of an old Ford truck that for whatever reason the hood was detached. But he hooked that up with a chain to the back of the tractor, and we went sledding through the snow. And at one point, we went down in this area, and he had to turn around, so he turned it around, and of course, that whipped that hood, and I and another friend were on it, and it was whipping us straight into a tree, and I was trying to get off of the sled, and my friend was kind of in the way, and I got on the other side of him just about the time the hood crashed into the tree and knocked both of us, you know, in two different directions into a pile of snow. And I woke up first and went over to him. He was still a little groggy, but we hit that thing pretty hard. And little incidents like that throughout my childhood, I am just amazed that I made it to the age that I am.
We all have crazy little stories like that. We shouldn't. I don't know if it's luck or we were protected or, I don't know. I think just about everybody does stuff like that. Although, I have to say, the same friend that did the go-karts with my son down the hill in the neighborhood, we had just put in a garden box, a grow box, and we filled it with this luscious forest dirt. And it was dark brown, and it was ooey-gooey, and Max said, well, before we plant plants, this is another occasion, not the same day, let me fill it with water, and I want to play in the mud. And I'm like, sure, sounds good to me. So he added water to the grow box and made the most luscious mud, and he's out there playing, and his friend comes over, and he's watching, and I said, go ahead, you can get in the mud. He's like, my mom wouldn't like it. And I said, that's okay. You can wear some of Max's clothes home. You can get in the mud. You can hose off. You can take a shower. She won't even know that you were in the mud. He's like, no. She wouldn't like it. And I'm like, come on, be a kid. Get in the mud. Max is having a great time. I mean, he's covered head to toe with mud, even most of his face. And he's just rolling around. I mean, he was having a blast. And his friend was like, no, I'm not going to do it. So I was like, if I weren't the adult here, I would put you in the mud. But stuff like that. Max had a grading scale for mud because he would always put his feet or his hands in. He was like, that was the best mud. It was smooth mud. It didn't have any stickery stuff in it. And, you know, so anyway, I mean, that was just a little bit of childhood fun. Not a dangerous thing, but there are some kids who, you know, they're obedient to their parents, I guess. They don't get into that kind of trouble. Thank you.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, those are the kids that when you're traveling down the highway, they're the law-abiding ones that are doing the speed limit and you can't get around them. They're the annoying people.
Even worse, going the speed limit in the left lane. Oh, we're so naughty sometimes. So did your son have an opportunity to share with you any crazy stories that you can share on the radio about his time in Ukraine?
This is KN4RJN. A few, not too many that I can I think I told you about the round that he found in his bag when he got home. It had been missed, but it was in his check bag, and airport security missed it, and he didn't even realize it was in there until he got home and unpacked. It was a loose round, so he knows it was a Russian round because all his stuff was in magazines. But he looked at it and thought, this thing looks old. And he checked the head stamp on it and looked it up, and the thing was manufactured in 1974. So, and it was around Kiev, so that was during the initial launch into Kiev. So the troops, the Russian troops there were using, 40-year-old ammunition on the initial assault. And I thought, wow. because they haven't made any since then, or they still got that stuff in stock. It's like crying out loud. That one was just, I couldn't believe that one.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. So I'm not knowledgeable when it comes to things like that. So an older round is less likely to be dependable, or what would be the negative to a 40-year-old bullet?
This is KN4RJN. Well, depending on how it was stored, and he looked at it and said, this thing looks old. I mean, after a while, everything deteriorates, and after 40 years, I'd be a little reluctant to put a 40-year-old round through my rifle. it's like, stuff decays, even ammunition, and depending on how it was stored, if it was stored incorrectly, if it got moisture in there, it could corrode, it could, misfire, it could explode in your gun, for that matter. It's just, there's no reason to go into a battle with that old of an ammunition unless that's just what you have, so it kind of makes you wonder.
Definitely. You'd think they'd be using the best they had. So, unless it was somehow good luck to use an old bullet first, or who knows. Anyway, I'm glad your son got back safely, and hope things get back to normal in his life. The way he had things worked out before, a few months. I think he was gone for a few months. Anyway, I wish him the best. So, how's your dog doing?
This is KN4RJN. Well, right now he's asleep on the couch across from me. My wife went in to take care of my daughter. She threw her back out, and her husband's out of town, so she went in to help her with the kids and whatnot, and I went in, took him supper, and swung by the pizza place and brought some pizzas over, and so I was gone for, a couple hours maybe, see how everything was there, and then came back. Of course, the dog thought I'd, died and come back from life as soon as I came walking in the door. He's just always like that, if I'm gone for more than 5 minutes, it's like, oh, you're back, that thing. So he's all happy now, I'm back, and and he's dead on the couch right now. We haven't had any thunderstorms here lately, so he's been all right. But he's doing his thing, being a dog.
Yeah, I got speaking of dogs, I got dinner on around 5:15, and Shadow came in, our dog, just like she was, going to sit at the table and join us for dinner. And I'm looking at her like, that's weird behavior. You don't show up in here. And when you start hearing the, I think the fork scraping the plates, she knows that she needs to show up in case when I clean up, I give her a tidbit or two in her bowl. But she was in there right at the beginning of dinner, and I looked at her and I thought, oh, yeah, we haven't fed you yet. So she got her dinner before we got ours because we didn't want her to be in here watching us like a hawk.
Using our mind games to tell us, you know, it's my dinner time, too. It's my dinner time, too. So, she's a cutie. Pets are so, they give so much, I don't know, joy in life. Let's put it that way. So, I noticed that about her today.
This is KN4RGN. Yeah, Walt has the job of pre-rinse on all the dishes before they go in the dishwasher, and so he hangs and he can count plates. He knows when all the plates have been rinsed. So he gets to do that. So he's always hanging around, and as soon as anybody, you know, scoots their chair, he'll be laying on the couch. As soon as anybody scoots their chair to get up, he knows that's it, and he comes running into the kitchen to do his job of pre-rinsing the plates before they go into the dishwasher. So, and then he'll hang around till he knows all the plates are taken care of.
A lot of times the animals are smarter than we give them credit for. I've been enjoying, since the last two couple of days have been a little cooler outside, I enjoy hearing, the birds don't like it when it's so hot either. At least I seem to notice that. There are a lot more out there chirping this afternoon and evening than there were a few nights before when it felt like a sauna out there. And this past week I saw the first couple of fireflies in my backyard, and they like it when it's super hot and humid. So I always watch for them. That's the first time I've seen them in my yard so far this year. Have you caught any fireflies around your area?
This is Ken for RGN. I haven't seen any up here yet, but we've got a creek that runs, well, it's actually more like a drainage ditch, but a little creek that runs between two lakes way down in the backyard. And, of course, it's, you know, got trees all around it and bushes and whatnot. And have seen a couple of deer going through there, and I hear rustlings down in all of that stuff that makes me think that there's something smaller than a deer, like maybe a possum or possibly a rabbit or a fox or something. I know we've got all of that. We're back onto a national park not a national park, but a park, county park, I guess, that has a lot of wildlife in it. So we see animals from time to time. I hear turkeys off in the distance every once in a while, but I haven't seen any fireflies yet.
One perk of those couple of nights when I went out at, you know, midnight and it felt like a sauna, I was like, oh, this might be good firefly time. And sure enough, when I sat there for a few minutes, it was at least one. He was moving around, or she was moving around the yard, whichever. So that's one of the small pleasures of the heat, is the little fireflies that dance in the night. In Sunday school today, I teach the 9-year-olds, and we talked about David and Goliath, and I had my friend Drew, a 9-foot-9 Goliath giant, and the kids were just fascinated with the size. Instead, the ceiling wasn't tall enough, so I laid him out on the floor, and we had to actually open our classroom door so he would fit. We have a small classroom. So he would fit on the floor, and we sat around on the floor and talked about what happened with David and Goliath. But that was a giant, giant soldier, man. It's pretty amazing. So, I don't know, I guess that popped into my head because we were talking about your son and the war that he was helping with.
This is KN4RGN. Yeah, he never mentioned running across any 9-foot soldiers while he was there, but there were his one buddy that was... he lives in California, but he's originally from that area, and he was a Marine, and he's a pretty good sized man. He's 6 foot plus, and 250, 275 anyway. Big guy, big beard, looks the part. But he was in the jump halls, you know, just a little bit taller than me, which is not very tall at all, and and they'd, you know, take pictures together, and you know, and that looked kind of like, you know, David and Goliath.
For RGN, this is KN4HTP. Yeah, at least in these two stories, size did not matter. The little guy won. So
so that's good. Do we have anything else to look for coming up in the skies that you're aware of?
This is KN4RJN on June 26th, in the about an hour before sunrise. The crescent moon and Venus will be very, very close together, and they're calling that a very good photo opportunity if you want to get up and take a picture of that, or just look at it through binoculars or even with just your eyes. But it will be in the eastern sky, obviously, and an hour before sunrise, and sunrise on that day is at 6:03 a.m. our time. And it'll make for an interesting photo op, and it'll be shining just above the eastern northeastern horizon, flanked below and above by Mercury and the Pleiades star cluster, respectively. So enjoy.
I'm gonna mark that one on my calendar too. So. I might stay up till 5 in the morning, but I'm more likely to get up around that time, take a look, and then go back to bed. But it's really fun to check out what's going on up in the sky. And anyway, thanks for keeping us informed on that. Anything else going on out your direction?
This is KN4RJ, and I got to about wrap it up. I'm going to back on out of here, say 73s, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. Thanks for hanging around for RAG 2, and happy Father's Day to you. Too bad you had to go pick up your own pizza, but, you know, things happen. So, hope you had a nice day, and you did get to enjoy some time with your daughter and grandkids, so that's a plus. All right, this is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I want to check and see if I've missed anyone for comments or for check-ins. We're doing check-ins all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to comment or check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
Net control, with a comment, please. This is KD4SRR. I was asking a question last night about hotspot modems and all that, and I just came across an article, and there's a YouTube video up, about a Pi-less interface to make your own hotspot. In other words, you don't have to have a Raspberry Pi. It's basically a USB interconnecting board, a serial board, as they call it, that you add the top part to, which is called the hat. And they're on Amazon right now, these boards, which you can use with any computer, Windows preferably, and some people are saying that they can use it with an Android device, like your phone, tethered with a micro USB to regular USB cord, I guess. Anyway, they're very inexpensive, these boards. And so with the shortage of Raspberry Pis, and quite frankly, the scalping that's going on price-wise, this is a great option. So you can get them on Amazon. They're made by R-Sync, A-U-R-S-I-N-C. And there, if I can mention the price, Kenna.
Of course, we're helping each other out here.
Serial interface board by itself, you have to get your little case and everything to go with it, is $39.95 at Amazon with an $8 coupon. So it's really kind of a dumb card. It doesn't have any computing power like the Pis. But like I said, you can use Android or a Windows laptop or maybe a Chromebook, and that would be what you would use. So a little tablet, maybe. So together with even the most expensive modem hats, you're looking at $100 or way less. So that's made by R-Sync. AURSINC on Amazon. So thanks for letting me digress with such information, but it sounds pretty cool. And like I said, supposedly it works with BlueDB. Over.
B4SRR, thanks for that tip. I'm not sure how many people are tuned in tonight, but it'd be excellent, I think, if you brought that up again maybe on Tuesday after the net with Mr. Chad, who kind of, I think he continued Walt's tradition of a roundtable kind of thing, or with Gary on Wednesday, just to get the word out. Anyway, I would encourage you to share that once again, at least. So, thanks for that. Does anyone have any questions about that for KD4SRR? Nothing heard tonight, but thanks for that tip. This is KN4HTP. Have I missed anyone else for comments or for check-ins? Please call Net Control.
Comment, KO4PXB.
PXB, Mr. Lloyd, go ahead with your comment.
Man, when you were talking about how it's a miracle we survived, and I remember around 4th of July that we would have Roman candles fight and would also have bottle rocket fights that hold them in the glass bottle and literally aim them and shoot them at each other.
Yeah, I think that my idea that it's amazing that most of us make it to adulthood is pretty true. Shooting bottle rockets at each other. I caught my little brother one time shooting bottle rockets out the attic window, and he happened to and he was shooting them at cars down on the street, and happened to shoot a cop car. and the policeman came over and confiscated the bottle rockets. I made my brother go to the door. I, of course, he wouldn't answer the door, so I answered the door. I forced some accountability there. And he went and, well, he sent his friend, actually. He claimed his friend shot that particular bottle rocket. The policeman took the bottle rockets, but then in the end he gave them back. I wonder if he just didn't want to do paperwork or something, but anyway, we do crazy things for sure. I'm glad. Well, I hope you guys didn't take out an eye and just suffered a few minor burns with that.
We all survived with no problems, and some of them said they got clothes and stuff like that, but I can also remember when I was taking out the trash with my father. I'd sit on the back of the tailgate as he was running to the dump with my feet dragging on the road, and police officers would pass us by, nothing ever said, but now the same time frame, they put people in jail for that.
About that, I've often wondered if it would be okay just for a short drive to let people sit in the bed of the truck, but I have never tried it because I'm like you. I think you'd get in trouble or fined at least for that. So, but that actually sounds like it'd be kind of fun to sit in the back and hold the trash on your way to the dump. So, any other crazy things come to mind?
We built our own ramp over the creek and would ride it. And it was just very, obviously, just pieced together as much as teenagers and young kids, probably about anywhere from 7-8 years old, can build stuff. It literally, we'd just ride it across the creek and on our own little racetrack that we cleared out through the wood lines, and just had a great time. And just unbelievable. And crazy things that, we would survive. We'd build our own little go-kart where we'd go down the hills and we'd have the wheels on the front, and literally if you didn't make around a sharp turn, you'd go off down in the creek.
These days you'd have to have on a helmet and elbow protectors, shin guards. Or your mom would be accused of neglecting you, but we had a totally different kind of fun when we were kids, didn't we?
And true, where it made you tough as you grew up and gave you some common sense to know not to do that. You knew for 100% sure you were going to get hurt, and you just didn't.
know if kids these days have fewer stitches and broken arms than the kids in our when we were kids. I might look that up. It might be the same. Who knows? But you're right about that. It was a different world back then in a lot of respects. I mean, I wouldn't change it. I had a blast as a kid, and I survived to adulthood. So I'm one of the good examples. And you did too, so you're another good example of somebody who survived your own childhood.
You're definitely right. This thing in time frame, parents would be charged with neglect.
At least there wasn't a problem with letting my son fill the garden box with water and play in the mud. That was pretty harmless, but evidently other mothers find that harmful because his friend just flat out refused to get in.
And it's definitely different from our generation to now. Every parent in our neighborhood pretty much watched over every child, and they would call when the warming.
It seems like there was a better sense of community back then than there is now. And now we're more, we take care of our own and mind our own business kind of an attitude. That's an interesting thing to point out.
Well, I'll step back and let the male join and comment. KO4PXB.
KO4PXB, this is KN4HTP. Yeah, I'm for always, forever going to remember you as the tuna fish guy. So, because that's the first story you told me that just got me laughing my head off. So somebody hit an open can of tuna fish on the engine of his Jeep. I don't remember what it was called exactly, and it took him a while before he figured out what it was. But just to let you know on that little story about KO4PXB. Anyway, thanks, Mr. Lloyd, for hanging around for some comments. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Is there anyone else that would like to comment or check in? Please call Net Control.
Now, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Tango Zulu Charlie, Daryl in Hendersonville, 73s to everybody, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Daryl, checking in from Hendersonville, KF4TZC. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, Daryl. It's good to hear you joining us on the radio. All right, one more opportunity here for anyone who would like to comment or check in. Please call Net Control. It's been a great evening on the radio. I have 49 check-ins total for tonight. That's a good Sunday evening. I believe Miss Anna will be calling the net tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, so please check in with her. The net report tonight will be submitted electronically, and I will break for a minute to transmit tonight's results, so hold on just a moment. KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks to everyone for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73s, and good night, everybody.